It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll continue our Wisconsin Legend series. We'll talk to actor and singer Tom Wopat.
First, though, the 2013 G20 Leader Summit began today in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Leaders from the world's wealthiest countries have gathered for a two-day meeting that, until about a week ago, was supposed to focus on economic growth and trade relations.
However, it looks like this year, the debate over military action in Syria might be overshadowing economic issues, and as the Syria issue has strained an already tense relationship between the U.S. and Russia, eyes are on President Obama and Vladimir Putin to see how that tension plays out.
Josh Gerstein joins us now. He's senior White House reporter at Politico. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you.
So timing here for this G20 summit, bit awkward for President Obama, giving all the Syria international debate going on. What does he have to worry about going into this conference?
Well, I mean, the main concern is that he's on Russian President Vladimir Putin's home turf, that Putin has to some extent control over the agenda and particularly the mechanics of, what's going to take place in front of the cameras and behind the cameras. And so it's just very awkward since Putin has been the main thorn in the side of the U.S. in trying to take some action in the Syria crisis.
This is, as I mentioned, supposed to be an economic summit. I assume that people are still going to be meeting on the economy. Is anybody really focusing on that in the coverage you're seeing on this?
Well, in the coverage, no, although there are, of course, financial news outlets that are always focused on the minutiae of any, currency moves, trade moves, or things of that sort. But it was said explicitly by Putin at the first session earlier today that they would, at a working dinner the leaders are having this evening, talk about the issue of Syria and, formally put that on the agenda. Up till that point, it wasn't clear if it would just be an issue talked about in the hallways or actually part of the formal meeting.
Is that something that President Obama wants to see happen?
You know, it's unclear. The White House said that they weren't among the countries that asked that it be added to the formal agenda. I think the White House knew that it was inevitable that there would be some discussion of the subject. But my impression going into the meeting was that the U.S. was hoping to keep it as much as possible to the economic issues because of their concern that if it really turned to Syria in a substantial way, Russia would be there to object to whatever the U.S. was saying. And the truth is that the lineup of countries there is not particularly aligned with the U.S., at least on the question of whether there should be a military response to the use of chemical weapons in Syria.
So after some back and forth, is President Obama going to end up meeting with President Putin at any point, one-on-one?
I think it's likely that they'll have conversations. The White House has been pretty clear that there's no intention to have any type of formal meeting. They have announced formal meetings with the Japanese Prime Minister, the German Chancellor, and the Chinese President. But Putin is being, notably omitted from that list, and people are probably aware that there was supposed to be, prior to this summit, a meeting between Obama and Putin in Moscow, and President Obama canceled that a month or so ago, partially over the Edward Snowden leaks matter, but generally over a lack of progress and a lack of seeing eye to eye in the U.S.-Russia relationship.
Human rights in Russia have been a concern. Is President Obama going to try to cast a light on that at all?
Well, he will, and, maybe a little bit of a pushback towards Putin trying to stir up trouble on the Syria issue. The president is set meetings tomorrow on Friday. I think one meeting basically with what they call civil society representatives, largely human rights activists, including a couple of activists from Russia's lesbian and gay community that has been particularly in the news in the last few months over a new Russian law that makes it illegal to to put forward any type of what they view as pro-gay propaganda, and concerns that even, say, in the Olympics next year, this could be a problem for some of the athletes there, depending on how that law is going to be enforced.
Well, with all the talk over Syria, do you see Syria as a symptom of a problem with U.S.-Russian relations, or is it a cause of a breakdown in relations?
Well, I'd say it's part of the cause. It's one of the major impediments in that relationship. There are some areas where there is a fair amount of agreement between the U.S. and Russia. I think the countries have been working together fairly well on some international arms control issues, on issues like North Korea and Iran, for example. The U.S. and Russia have been seeing eye to eye. But this Syria thing has been really a major, major obstacle in the relationship. It's not just that the U.S. and Russia don't have the same view on what should happen, but in fact, the U.S. position is that Syria is basically fueling the violence there that is really providing a financial and a military lifeline for the Assad regime, and that the Russia is essentially complicit in everything that's been taking place in Syria over the last couple of years.
And President Putin has been supportive of Syria, and that's kind of their foothold, isn't it, in the Middle East? That's why it's such a big deal for Russia.
Yeah, a lot of people refer to Syria as a client state of Russia. You know, it's clearly an independent country, but there's just a long historical relationship and tie between the two countries. And it's interesting because the Russians and Putin often try to portray this as sort of a bulwark against Islamic extremism, that, you know, if they give in here and give in to the opposition, there's going to be some kind of an implosion, and that at the end of the day, the extremists are going to end up in control, much as they did in Afghanistan, for example, after the Soviet invasion there went sour and the Soviets pulled out. And so that's the way Putin tries to turn the argument around on the U.S.
You mentioned President Obama meeting with leaders from, I think it was China, Japan, and Germany. Are these trade talks, or is this again going to be trying to wrangle for either support or at least non-opposition to military action in Syria?
I think it's a little of both. You know, there's a little bit of talking about the economy and the full range of issues between the two countries. You know, even those countries, not totally, supportive. I think the French, for example, are supportive of the U.S. position on this. But among other countries, even Germany has said they don't plan to take part in any military action. The Japanese, I think, have said that they support some kind of an international response, but won't say more than that. And I doubt, given their history, that they would be at the forefront of pressing for a military response. And then China's position on the substance here has been basically the same as Russia. And what's so interesting about that is that the U.S. is really beating up the Russians over this, calling them, basically accusing them of holding the United Nations hostage over this issue. China has taken the same substantive position at the U.N. and has done it basically without public complaint from the United States.
And then another country there, British Prime Minister David Cameron was supportive of military action, but his parliament said no, thanks. Is that going to make things awkward between the president and the prime minister?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have a formal meeting or just informal discussions. I don't think it would make it awkward between the two leaders, because the president and the prime minister's position there are the same, but there's no question that just seeing the two men together, it would be a reminder that there's at least the possibility the same thing could happen in the U.S. with President Obama's decision to try to seek a congressional endorsement and ratification of a military strike on Syria, it really being up in the air about whether that will happen, whether Congress will endorse what Obama wants to do or vote against it. And, certainly having Cameron in nearby would make a lot of people at least be reminded of the fact that the same move in Britain didn't go so well for Mr. Cameron.
Now you're covering the White House at home and abroad. President Obama trying to get support from somewhere. At the same time as this is going on, there's wrangling to get Congress to back military action in Syria. Do you think one looms larger for President Obama, international or domestic support?
I think at the moment the domestic fight is probably the bigger fight. I mean, the president can go forward without much more international support than he has right now. I think if you were to have a voting down of a resolution, the defeat of a resolution in Congress to authorize this kind of a mission, I frankly don't think the president would do it. It would be a huge embarrassment and a huge snub to him that I think would probably have some ramifications and repercussions that go well beyond this current Syria crisis. So I do think that's probably job one at the White House right now, but the schedule and the vagaries of, trying to put these things on calendars weeks or months in advance has the president, out of the country doing this diplomatic work right now, making it hard for him to be really burning up the phone lines or having meetings with members of Congress on this issue, though the White House says he has been speaking to members of Congress from his trip to St. Petersburg.
Josh, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Anytime. Thank you.
That was Josh Gerstein, senior White House reporter at Politico.
Now we'll check the headlines, and then we'll continue our Wisconsin Legend series with singer Tom Wopat of Dukes of Hazzard fame. This is Central Time.